Just when we thought the Burmese python was one of the greatest threats to the natural beauty of Florida's river of grass, scientists say a deadly plant virus, fungus rather, is wreaking havoc on swamp trees in the Everglades. Laurel wilt disease is transmitted through a beetle the size of a grain of rice. The disease has also affected avocado trees in South Miami-Dade County. Leroy Rogers is the lead scientist at the South Florida Water Management District. He says there are established practices in containing the avocado trees within the commercial groves.
But in the Everglades, in this large, vast wilderness, there really is no recourse to save the swamp bays. We just sort of have to watch the disease progress through.
Scientists have found a resistant strain of swamp trees that could possibly be reproduced, but Rogers says that research is still in its early stages. Meanwhile, the State Department of Health wants residents to be mindful of the chikungunya fever making its way through the Caribbean. The mosquito-borne disease is generally not fatal, but it does cause fever and severe joint pain. The department says it's received three reports of the disease from Florida travelers who recently visited the Caribbean. Haiti has been hit particularly hard. That's according to Miami Herald reporter Jackie Charles.
I'm talking to this young woman who tells me that her mother had it, her sister had it, 10 of her employees had it, and then in the process of our conversation, her boyfriend told her that he got it. When you think about Haiti right now, we went from a drought to every night, practically, it's raining. You look at the water, you look at the trash, you look at the gutters, and you just have a recipe that's just ripe for this kind of mosquito-borne illness.
Haiti's health minister says there have been more than 1,500 cases of the disease, which was first detected in the Caribbean in December. Well, making Florida streets safer for pedestrians will take time and money. That's according to a Florida Department of Transportation spokesman after a new report which ranks the Miami-Fort Lauderdale metro area as one of the most dangerous places to walk in the United States. The Dangerous by Design report was commissioned by the National Complete Streets Coalition. It compiled pedestrian fatality data from 2003 to 2012. Bill Hathaway was appointed the head of Florida's Pedestrian and Bicycle Safety Initiative after the last Dangerous by Design report was released in 2011.
I look at it in terms of our initiatives, and just like with Bike Walk Central Florida and our Best Foot Forward initiative, you know, we didn't launch that until we were pretty well into 2012. And so it takes time to see results.
The Orlando, Kissimmee, Tampa, St. Pete, and Jacksonville metro areas also made the top four most dangerous places in America for pedestrians. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.